This is BOP Radio.
This is Poorest Radio Optimized in Special English on VOP, broadcasting at 12.05 and 6.11 megahertz. Welcome to the VOP Annual Optimism Roundup. In today's program, we tap the Global Happiness Index and explore what people around the world are most optimistic about this year. We also hear from a music scientist in Finland who tells us about the happiest chords and their profound effect, and from a man with an accent.
Things can't get worse.
VOP Optimism in Science Special English Report. Professor Erkki Ruohomaakis is a music scientist at Oulu University's Music Laboratories. He has spent a lifetime researching the effect of music on mood. Antoni Prinkki from our Finnish division reports.
Iloisimpia sointuja on etsitty.
Throughout the history of music, the most happiest chords have been in constant search by composers and musicians. Music reflects the emotions of human beings, and the pursuit for well-being is seen also in the arts of music. With today's modern technology, it's easy to separate different frequencies, which causes the feelings of happiness or the feelings of sorrow. This has been proven with clinical research using dogs. As essential as the chords is the sequence of the chords. Now, we are watching a basic C major chord through an oscillator, and after C, we play E minor, which quite surprisingly causes same feelings of happiness in the control group as the major chord. Then we carry on with this linear function to the G chord, and the sequence culminates in B major 5. So, this is the happiest chord sequence. But what is the saddest chord sequence then?
No.
Like often in science, many significant inventions have been discovered by accidentally. So was the case here in Oulu University. The researchers had an accident when recording dead chords. While taping the music, the notes were fed into the synthesizer in accidentally in opposite order. And when playing the wrong sequence to the dogs, they started to howl and whine, and after that they declined in apathetic state. So the conclusion is that the unhappiest chord sequence has exactly the same chords as the most happiest sequence, but in the opposite order.
Yliopistossa kuitenkin lakkauttaa, ja tällä hetkellä tutkimme revontulien sihinää.
Optimism in the community. The optimist will declare that this world is half alive, while the pessimist will declare
that the world is half dead. Of course, everyone else knows we're already dead. In today's program, Optimism in the Community.
Hello.
An immigrant who spoke little English and let go of the old way. And the unexpected happened, with predictable results. For his lack of English kept him impoverished.
Hello.
He spoke good English, but with an accent.
Hello.
Can you understand him?
No good.
Learning English?
A little.
You working?
Yeah, working.
Hello.
What's so funny?
You talk weird. Listen to your stupid accent.
You missed your family, don't you?
It's hard being alone.
Yeah, alone. Hard alone.
Do you speak English?
A little.
Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Do you earn much money?
Oh, yeah, so much money.
Speak English.
Hello.
What's he even saying?
Can you translate what he's saying?
As I'm an optimist, I'm going to make it real this year. To speak English fluently and to get a job.
Hello.
And improve speaking English. And visit Singapore and Malaysia. On Facebook.
Hello.
I don't understand you. I don't want all this culture. Too much culture. Tearing us apart. Making us different. It's not fair that some people have so much culture and others have very little. We need to balance it out. Too much culture. Too much culture.
I'm optimistic that culture will be eradicated someday. Someday, there won't be any cultural differences.
No more culture.
No more culture.
No.
Culture is the culture of yesterday. No culture is the new culture. Anti-culture is the culture of tomorrow. Down with culture.
Down with culture.
Down.
Down with.
With.
Culture.
Culture.
Down with culture.
Up with hegemony.
Up with hegemony.
Down with culture.
Ha ha ha. English spoken.
Down with culture. I want culture to disappear.
Down with culture. Down with culture.
Multiculturalism is a vacuum. East and West will never work. Look at yourselves. It's a complete failure.
Down with culture.
Push you back into the sand.
I was cooking chicken and it burned. My husband come home and hit me, he say I'd never learn. I say go to hell and he say what's that smell? I said I was cooking chicken but it burned. I was cooking chicken and I never learned. I was cooking chicken but I let the plastic burn. My husband is mad at hell, he always say what that smell? I made the chicken burn. I made the chicken burn. I made the chicken burn. I make chicken burn. I make my husband mad. I make him so mad. He say, what the smell? Go to hell, go to hell. My husband and the chicken go to hell. Everybody go to hell.
They love what they do. And they love their chicken and cans, and I agree with her because we were looking for easy. That sounded very interesting. At any rate, everybody's got a smile on their face.
You're welcome to the 21st century.
That's really the problem.
Victim. Victim.
A woman and her daughter from Denver, Colorado, have created a huge flag from more than 3,000 pieces of high school students from across the country. The International Association of the Horrible Events say they want to use 3,000 pieces of the high school students in their remembrance ceremonies. They will remember the horrible events and will place 3,000 pieces of high school students in a pool of water.
Yeah, right on.
In the next few days, the United States says it will broadcast pieces of culture in a crowded area to help use countries that love democracy. Thursday.
Wow. Just wow. Just wow. Just wow. Just wow.
Fear and trembling. That's what this program celebrates. Now for broadcast around the Earth. Here is program number 3,259 in the series
Speak English.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from... I find beauty in the ugly. I find life in decay. I find treasure in the discarded. I like old chairs and zombie films. That's why I'm moving to Homs, Syria with my urban exploration freegan anarcho-goth friends and joining ISIS. I can't wait to explore abandoned buildings and relish in all the decay that's out there while sticking it to the man. So dreamy. Fight for social justice, LGBT rights, sustainability, and progressive economic policy with ISIS. Sign up today at our Williamsburg, Brooklyn headquarters, located at 90 North 11th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11249. Just a few short blocks from the Bedford Avenue L train stop. ISIS. And from MDMA TA Producer. It's not just music. You're listening to NPR, Emerging Global Consciousness. Today we speak to a punk group with a purpose. Down With Culture are a punk band lending a helping hand to countries who might not yet have a democracy.
Tell your people not to cry. Someday they might want to try democracy. What's up, bro? Have a revolution. Right now, we want to see all the governments of the world replaced and install free governments. Yeah.
Gary is the lead singer for Down With Culture.
Yeah.
Tell us about the name of the group. How did that come to be?
It's an actual movement. Some people think it means that we are down with culture, but actually we are saying down with culture. See? A lot of our fans think we are a Christian band, but we're not. But we could be.
Now, the word on the street is that you're claiming you are better than some of the other democracy groups around today, such as Pussy Riot.
That's right.
Why is that?
They only have 7 songs. We have 12. So we are better.
I know you have quite a remarkable following. What do you think the group's appeal is?
We want to inspire groups of young people to throw away their traditional cultures and oppressive governments.
In 2009, The American Development Aid Organization, USAID, began to fund and research ways to reach youth in specific rogue countries and tap into culture and subculture to encourage positive response. The USAID Punk Division is run by a ragtag collection of Serbian contractors who work closely with the CIA and other intelligence organizations to infiltrate culture worldwide in order to undermine governments who are not compliant to the established ideas of democracy. The idea is to build a network of young people seeking social change to spark a youth movement against their government through the message of the music.
3, 4. Put your hands up in the air. Cut your arms off and leave them there. Load it on a USB. All my negativity. Optimism melody. Poo-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee. All about democracy. Yeah. This is our identity. I don't care. There's a place for you and me, deep inside a cavity. Optimism melody, poo-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee. Yeah! Optimistic on the sun, heat will rupture everyone. Hopeful standing on the moon, all our skin is melting off. Optimistic everywhere. So do you want freedom, or not? Show your tits to a local family. Graffiti on a wall. Topple all your governments. Your country's gonna fall. Okay, so for the next 4 hours, you'll be hearing a lot of my demos and ideas from the past 8 years, and seeing how it all came together. All of it. Okay? So this next
one...
Sorry, Gary, but
we are running out of time.
Oh.
Do tell us, though.
Yeah.
What are the group's plans for the immediate future?
We're going to be playing at U.S. embassies all over the world, and even outside of America. And you'll hear us loud and clear. Better look out. Here comes Down with Culture, taking the world from behind with full frontal democracy. Right now.
Forest optimized.